Report: 67-year-old murderer accused of second killing in California weeks after parole terminated. By Amy Furr on April 16, 2021. A murderer who was paroled following decades behind bars has reportedly been accused of killing another individual in Los Angeles after his release. According to Fox 11, the suspect was recently charged in the stabbing murder of a woman in the weeks after the state canceled his parole conditions. Court documents obtained by Fox 11 reveal that 67-year-old Eddie Allen Harris has been charged with the March 23 stabbing murder of a woman in South Los Angeles, the outlet said. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office filed the case on April 12, the article continued. According to LAPD, officers responded to E. 59th Place and South Main Street in South Los Angeles at around 5:30 a.m., where they found a deceased black woman in an alley with lacerations across her body. Jail records show that Harris was arrested for the murder on April 8, and is currently in jail with a $2 million bond. Law enforcement sources tell Fox 11's Bill Melligan that Harris is accused of committing this murder just weeks after his parole conditions were lifted by the state for a previous murder he had been convicted of decades earlier. According to court documents obtained by Fox 11, in 1982, Harris was convicted of murdering another woman in Los Angeles County. Police reportedly told the outlet regarding the 1982 case, Harris raped and stabbed a woman to death before leaving her body in an alley. Melligan shared a photo of Harris in a tweet Thursday along with what appeared to be the case document. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department website showed Harris was booked into the Twin Towers Correctional Facility and is due in court on May 17. Larry Moores, legislative director for the California District Attorneys Association, said he expected these incidents to happen more due to changes in state law reducing California's elderly parole eligibility to the age of 50. A lot of criminals are still very active and very capable of inflicting unimaginable pain and suffering on people after 50 years of age. There is a headlong rush in Sacramento to pass any and everything that can be characterized as criminal justice reform, Moores stated. The fact of the matter is a great deal of what is coming out of Sacramento these days is not reform, it's reckless, he concluded.